Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
I feel like you've been built up for a letdown, but we'll see how we go. I'm just kidding. I feel it a real privilege to be able to share with you this morning. And when Phil asked me, someone wise in this church said, if Phil asked you, just say yes. So I did. When I did that, I just felt just really strong of something to share with the church this morning. And I feel like there's a few people battling in church and struggling with stuff. So I feel that this might be a bit appropriate. And, you know, I speak from experience and someone who still kind of goes through things that I struggle with, as I'm sure that everyone does. There's seasons that you would go through where you're really pushing through stuff and feeling like you're fighting an uphill battle. But I hope that the message this morning is encourages you and challenges you as well. That you know, looking at the idea of faithful obedience and what that means, in that, you know, it's not when we give our lives to Christ that when we come to Him. You know, there are moments where we feel like it's an uphill battle, and it's a lot easier just to walk the other way, throw the towel in, and you know, go back to what life was before we came to Christ. So that's what I'm going to be speaking on this morning. So before I do that, I'd like to pray. If you'd like to join me, Heavenly Father, just thank you for this morning. Thank you that you have brought us together, and pray, Lord God, that as we listen to your word and as I speak, Lord God, that you would just strip everything away that is not of you. May it fall to the ground. And Father, pray that you would prepare our hearts to receive your word and your truth this morning. So, Lord, just give this time over to you, and pray, Heavenly Father, that your spirit would move. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, this might be showing my age or my taste in music, but there was this great musician back in the 80s by the name of Billy Ocean. Good. I was going to see where that was going to go, because it could have gone down like a lead balloon, and it was all downhill after that. But he once said in one of his greatest songs, "When the going gets tough, the tough get going." Yeah. The song just plays in my head. But that was the song that came to my mind when I felt God giving this message to me. And you know, it is a case of when the going gets tough, the tough get going, and you push through. You know, and God calls us to push through. You know, when sometimes, I don't know if some of you have tried dieting or tried going to the gym. I know I've tried going to the gym, and sometimes it just feels like you're doing it really hard and putting in the hard yards, but you can't see the results, and you kind of go, it's just not getting anywhere. What is with all this? It's just a lot easier to sit on the couch and watch some TV and eat all the food I want. But I'm sure a lot of you would know that there's lots of things happening behind the scenes and things happening with your body, and even when you're dieting, you can't see things straight away. But there's a better result at the end of it if you push through and get to the end of it, hey? So I'm looking at talking about faithful obedience and what that means, how we're still faithful to God and obedient to God, even through the hard times when we feel like God isn't there. So kind of looked at what the meaning of faithful and obedient were. And you know, in the Oxford Dictionary, it says that to be faithful is to be true to one's word, promises, vows, etc., steady in allegiance or affection, loyal and constant. And to be obedient is obeying or willing to obey, complying with or submissive to authority. So when we read the Bible from beginning to the end, we see people who struggle. We see people who are faithful and obedient to God all through that. You know, I feel like this the worship this morning and Chrissy's message in communion has kind of encompassed everything that I'm going to be speaking about anyway. But you know, even at the very beginning, we see how God uses people And there's a time when the Israelites were in Egypt and they had been taken, as slaves. And we see Moses come into the picture. And he draws, he works hard and God uses him to battle with Pharaoh and to try and get the Israelites out of Egypt. There comes this point when, all that happens and Moses leads them through the desert and through the Red Sea, God's parts the sea for them to walk through. And, the Egyptians are taken in by the sea. And they get to the other side and they go a couple of days after this point. And the Israelites start grumbling, start murmuring, kind of go, Moses, you said that you'd take us to this promised land and, we're starving, we're hungry, we're thirsty. What is this? It would have been better for us just to stay in Egypt. And sometimes in life, that's what it's like for us. We feel like, we go on this journey, whether you've been a Christian for a long time or a short time, and this is, as much to encourage people who have been a Christian for a long time or who have been thinking about this whole thing about a relationship with God. But we go into this journey and we get to this point where it feels like we're hungry, we're thirsty, we're fighting this battle that we feel like we shouldn't be. We're fighting this battle that we feel like it would have been a lot easier just to stay where I was. Things were just a lot easier. I didn't have to worry about all this stuff that I'm going through now. But we see God's faithfulness in that time to the Israelites, in that he provides food, he provides water miraculously, and he leads them to the promised land. Sometimes we're so caught up with the giants in front of us, and we're so caught up with what's right before us that we can't see beyond it. And I'm here this morning to encourage you to see beyond your current struggle. God doesn't promise us a life where everything is going to be easy when we come to him. He can do it, and that's no doubt that he can do it. But he asks us to pick up our cross and follow him. And that's the idea is that we're in for the long haul. There's a promise at the end, which is eternity. And we might not see things right now, but the ultimate prize is a life with him and a life that's eternal. Where in Revelations it says where there's no more sickness, there's no mourning, there's no tears. And that's the ultimate. Sometimes we get caught up. It's very easy to get caught up in what we're doing here and now. And that's the way of the world. And I'll put my hand up. I'll be the first one to put my hand up and say, I'll get caught up in that. I'll lose sight of what the bigger picture is. But Proverbs 3, 5 to 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him and he will make your path straight." Sometimes it's that trust which is the hard part. It's that giving up, leaning on our own understanding and actually believing in what God has for us, which is the hard part. Having faith in God is believing for what we haven't received yet, believing for what hasn't come yet. Having hope is believing for what we haven't seen yet. If we only believe in what we see and what's come to us, then that's not hope, that's not faith. Having a relationship with the living God is having faith and hope and being obedient because he promises a better way. It may not be always easier, but it's better. Being faithfully obedient to what he's called us to. For the most part, I would say my life has been pretty good, pretty easy. Grew up in a good family, didn't really face many struggles. But I think I've been put to the test in the last 5 years, not because we've been married for 5 years. Let me just clarify that. Marriage has been great, but I definitely have been put to the test, I think, and you know, whether it's struggling with, you know, loss of a loved one or, you know, addictions and things like that, then, you know, we all have different things that we struggle through and try and push through. But I stand here not saying these things just because they're good things to say or because they're words written in a book. But I stand here because and say these things because it's what I've lived through and I can testify to, that these words, which are in God's living word, they are living, they are God-breathed, and I can testify to how they actually do work. A lot of you may not know our story, but the first year we were married, we lost Elisa's dad quite suddenly at a very young age, so 9 months in. He lost her dad, and that was quite jarring, quite different. Never experienced that before. You know, the last time I experienced someone close, losing someone close was when I was about 12, but and this was someone very different. This was a parent, someone very close, and, you know, a couple of years after that, lost my grandma, who I was very close to. That's part of life. That's what happens. But, you know, the biggest struggle for me was, and, you know, for us, was this year, was when we lost our daughter, before she had a life. But, you know, for me, I can stand here and testify that God is true to his word. You know, that when we let go of ourselves and our own, trying to understand for ourselves what the struggle is that we're going through, you know, whether you're, you know, addicted to something, whether it's a work situation that you're someone that you're struggling with, whether it's, you know, your final year of high school or university, you know, everyone has different things that they're going through and pushing through. It's that trying to let go of that, the understanding that we try and make of ourselves, that worldly understanding. That's the hard part, because you'll never understand. You'll never try and get your way around it. You know, in the Bible it says that, you know, kings don't win through the power of their armies or, you know, through the power of the horses and all that kind of stuff that they have. But you see in the Bible that the people have truly won battles because of God working in their situations. You know, people actually letting go, trusting in God, and seeing what He does. You know, and even in the Bible, we're reminded of the struggles that people have. You know, David, in the midst of his battles, you know, when Saul was against him and bringing his armies, we see in Psalm 13, he writes a whole bunch of psalms in there, and they're great, and they're a great reflection of what we might go through in life. Psalm 13, and it's a psalm that's kind of always stuck with me, and it reminds me of when I'm going through difficult times. David says, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall." And this is where things shift in David's prayer and thinking. "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." And it's that remembering of what God has done. And, you know, we see in his word what God has done. But also understanding what God is doing in the midst of the chaos that you might be experiencing. But looking at what God will do beyond that as well. And there are days that I still struggle. There are days that where I kind of stop and take a moment, God, and ask God why. But at the same time, I understand that he's pulling us through through situations. He's giving us the strength. Yeah, it says that. In our weakness, God is made strong. Not to say that we need to be weak for God to be strong, but you know, God's power is and strength is more than anything that we could ever go through, and it's greater than anything we could ever go through. But it's that key of letting go and trusting in God and submitting everything that we have to Him, whether it's good or bad, and understanding that He has a straight path for us, that He has that promised land, that land of milk and honey, whether it's now or whether it's in eternity with Him. So we're reminded in the Bible that to follow Christ is to lose ourselves. And to give up of ourselves and what the world says we should be, but to find life in Christ. John 10:10 says that the enemy comes to kill and destroy, but Christ has come to give life and life to its full. Life to its full means doesn't mean that everything's going to be good all the time. It just means that when the struggle comes, when the battle comes, we have someone we can give that over to, who will carry us through and who will push us, who will pull us, who will lift us up on His shoulders and walk with us. Max Lucado, in his book Facing Your Giants, speaks of the story of David and Goliath. And you know, here was this shepherd boy who was thrust into this situation where he was facing the meanest and baddest and strongest person of his time. And he had no hesitation, no qualm about going out in front of his army, who didn't know what they were going to do against the Philistines. And through the whole situation, when the Israelites were trying to look at strategies of how they could overcome and do things, the first thing David comes into the tent of the army camp and says is, and reminds the rest of the Israelites, is about God. Have you looked at God in all of, in what you're doing, have you looked at God and what He can do? So David goes out with 5 stones and a sling. And Goliath is defeated, not because of David's bravery or not because of David's accuracy or whatever it may be, but it's because of David's trust and faith in God and being obedient to what God had called him to. And we hear about what David goes on to be, but David's focus was not on Goliath, but his focus was on God. And Max Lucado says in his book, focus on your giants and you stumble. Focus on God and your giants tumble. And that's really great. It's really encouraging in that when we look beyond what the current situation is, when we look beyond what's right there before us and it seems like we can't get through, we can't get over, we can't get past it. And it would be so easy to turn back, throw in the towel. Put your trust in God. Focus on what God has for you on the other side of that brick wall. On the other side of your giant. What does God have for you? So I guess what does it look like? Like, it's easy for me to say these things, but try it out. In that moment where you feel like, it's all too hard. I can't handle it anymore. I can't take it. The good thing is God doesn't ask you to handle it. God doesn't ask you to take it. He says, give it to me. Give it to God. There's a YouTube clip that I looked at recently, and one of the things he says is, if I could go back to the 10-year-old me and share something with him, it would be, don't miss the moments to pray. Don't miss the moments to see how God can work in your life, in your situation, in your struggle. Don't miss the moments to give it all to God. Just like David did. You know, even in the midst of his struggle facing the armies, when it felt like God was so far away and so distant, he trusted in God's unfailing love. Give it over to him. And be aware of how God might answer that. Be aware of what God might do in those situations. You know that, you know, Dave spoke last Sunday about being encouragers and how, you know, the Gospel of Mark wouldn't have been written if not for, you know, possibly Barnabas getting alongside Mark and encouraging him. Don't miss the moments where God brings people alongside of you to encourage you, to support you. Some of you might have heard this story, but there's a guy who, it's a story, I don't know if it's real life, but take it as a metaphor. There's a guy who's drowning in the sea, and he's kind of clinging onto his boat, and he prays to God, God, save me. Pull me out of this situation. And so he prays this, and a boat comes, a boat comes past him, and they kind of go, mate, do you need a hand? Do you need a hand? And he's like, no, God's got it. I'm just waiting for him. And so he keeps going, God, where's your answer? Where are you? Why haven't you sent someone to me? Next person comes along in a paddle boat, sees him. Mate, are you right there? Jump in, I'll take you into shore. No, it's all right. God's got it. God's going to save me. God's going to help me. Paddle boat goes past. And he's in this point where he kind of goes, God, where are you? You haven't seen me. You haven't spoken to me. You're not helping me. I'm going to die here. And God comes back to him and says, I've seen you, I've sent help for you, but you weren't listening and you didn't see what I was doing. And it's, you know, for me, I've done that too, in that you kind of miss the people around you who God sends. And it's very easy to do that because we get caught up with our problem and we get caught up and looking for a miraculous way, a supernatural way. For that person to come along, it's supernatural in itself. For that person to be faithful to God enough to say, you know, I'm gonna support and encourage this person, that's a miracle in itself. You don't know what that person has gone through to get to you. Israelites didn't realize what Moses had gone through and the battle he'd gone through in his obedience to God to bring them out of Egypt. So, be obedient. Trust in God. Give things over to him. It's not always easy. I'll be the first to say that. It's not always easy. There may be days where you just want to shout at the top of your lungs because God hasn't done anything. That you might just want to sit and bawl your eyes out because you don't know how this has come to be. In those moments, once you've finished yelling, once you've stopped crying, trust in God's unfailing love. And don't lean on your own understanding, but submit everything to him, because he will make your path straight. Now, and I felt that, you know, as we finish up, you know, after this, Andrew's going to play a song which he played when we were had a worship leaders meeting, and, you know, it's just, I think it just says everything that needs to be said. But, you know, I felt that this was a message for those people who are really, really struggling and battling. And as an encouragement, as a challenge, to give it over to God. You know, that he has something for you on the other side of this. You know, that he's refining you through this fire to come out of the other side and be a testament to what God can do. You know, we see all through the Bible how people's lives can affect others. You don't know how what you go through and how you submit yourself to God can help others. And we've been called to very recently to look up, you know, from our situation and to look up. And even for if you're kind of struggling with this whole thing of a relationship with God, or if it's something that you're looking into, I'm here to say that it might not always be plain sailing. That there might be moments that you find it hard, and you might think, you know what, it's easier for me to live how I was before. But can I encourage you that there's something better on the other side? Yeah, that we have a promise of eternity with God, and that's what we hold on to. So if I can ask Andrew to come up, and during this song, you know, we're gonna finish and close, but just use this time maybe to think of what God might have been stirring in your heart, you know, what he might have been pointing you towards, and feel free, you know, to come up for prayer. You know, there'll be people here to pray for you, but just really use this time to reflect on where you're at, you know, where things are at. Because God wants what's best for you. You know, he wants a life that is better than what you're going through at the moment, and he has that for you. So I'm going to pray as we close, but have this time to reflect and come up if you would like any prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness, that you're a God who is unfailing, who was and is to come. That you're a God who was for the Israelites. Lord, you're a God who is for us now, who has worked in situations in the past and even probably in the situation of the person next to us. And Lord, you're a God who is to come. Lord, that you're a God who is to bring us out on the other side through our struggles and battles. And pray, Lord God, that we would have the courage, that we would be faithful and obedient to you in giving things over to you, Lord, trusting in your unfailing love and knowing that you have something better for us. Lord, I just lift up those who are struggling at the moment, who might be, who are battling, that you would just really speak to them now, Lord God, and just use this time to do business with them. Father, we bring all of this to you in Jesus' mighty name, and for your glory we pray. Amen.
This is a new song of mine, so if I stop, bear with me.
You still love when I have turned my back. You always show me that you are faithful. You still love when I have left the road. Your love will bring me home. You are faithful. You say, be still. Call your name, keep my eyes upon your face, then everything fades away, only your love remains. When I lose myself, when I lose myself, that's when I find you. That's when I find you. When I lose myself, when I lose myself, oh, that's when I find you. That's when I find you. You still love. When it's so hard to see, trouble surrounding me, You are faithful, you still love. When your arms open wide, you draw me to your side. You are faithful, you say be still. Call your name, keep my eyes upon your face. Then everything fades away, only your love remains. When I lose myself, when I lose myself, that's when I find you. That's when I find you. When I lose myself, when I lose myself, that's when I find you. That's when I find you. I've been chasing the wind, but it's you I will follow. Through the clouds in my mind, you light my way. I've been chasing the wind, but it's you I will follow. Through the clouds in my mind, you light my way. When I lose myself, that's when I find you. That's when I find you. When I lose myself, when I lose myself, oh, that's when I find you. That's when I find you.
Yeah, so we're gonna close the service, but yeah, just be if you can be really sensitive. If there are people who wanna come up and get some prayer, please feel free to. And maybe if we can hold off a little bit, if there are people praying from packing up the chairs quickly, that would be great. But yeah, the challenge is to lose yourself and let God. Let God be the one at the center of your situation. Focus on Him and not on your giants.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.